only on radio.dominican.edu. Everybody, what is up? All right, this is DJ Juice in the studio here on the hot spot for everybody just tuning in right now. We're just gonna get it started, give you a rundown real quick of what is to come on the show. So quick little rundown, real quick, we're gonna get into Rihanna and J. Cole. Apparently a few weeks back there have been rumors of a alleged sex tape. I'll give you more of that in a minute. Also coming up, what did Serena Williams really get into this past weekend at a tournament? All right, we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Get to Know Your DJ with Miss Lady Madonna, a new voice here on Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. We're also going to play a game with her based off her show name, which is called Camera Roll. After that, we're going to get into In the Mix, a segment I am super excited about, just so you guys can hear my mixing style, hear what it's like, give me feedback. Hit me up on Facebook. Find me on Facebook on Hotspot Juice, or hit me up on at yahoo.com. The keyword right there is juice on the hotspot right now. Also, what we got going on, we're going to have a few things on relationships. Ladies, listen up right now. We're going to give you a little rundown of guys you should not consider dating at all. At all. All right. And right now, just a quick little intro to a good friend of mine. Also, I guess a kindred spirit of mine as well is DJ P-Yob. How you doing, son?
What's up? What's up? What's up? I mean, I don't understand what they're trying to say. That we're act all the same or something?
No. You know, kindred spirits, you know?
The word around campus is that I'm the little version of you.
I haven't heard none of that. I don't live on campus anymore, so I don't know all that.
All right.
But we're going to give you right now, so one thing I do have to mention is definitely, I don't know if you guys follow the show, but I was a big fan of Spartacus, Blood and Sand. I just want to give a quick RIP to Andy Whitfield, who left the show, Spartacus, Blood and Sand, after he was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin lymphoma, and he died today in Sydney, Australia. He was 39, young guy, and his wife actually issued a statement saying her husband died on a Sunday, Sydney morning, in the arms of his loving wife. So big shout out to that. Also, just really quickly, just, you know, a shout out as well. Obviously, you remember what last night was or yesterday was?
Yesterday was 9/11.
Was 9/11.
DJ Juice.
Exactly. I know my stuff. Chill out.
Hey, it's history lesson.
It's history lesson. So we're going to leave you with a little song break right now in memory of them for a few moments. And when we come back, we're going to have the hot topic, which will be Rihanna and J. Cole's sex tape. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu. You're listening to The Hotspot with DJ Juice. We'll be back.
Sexy.
Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top. Sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely from
New.
with OG at a Yankee game. Shit, I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special and I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice CeeLo, 3 card Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King. Yo, I'm from the Empire State. That's blinding. Girls need blinders so they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who sip the life casually then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple Eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin. And Jesus can't save you, life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. Empty in May, got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Everybody, that right there was Empire State of Mind. A quick shout out to 9/11 that happened yesterday. And you're listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice on radio.dominican.edu. All right, and I'll have a special guest in the studio as promised. I have to bring out one of the characters from Penguin Radio here, DJ P-Yob. And DJ P-Yob, what are you going to be doing now?
Oh, well, I have a show with my boy DJ T-Baby, special guest DJ Double A. He comes in time to time, but our show is a variety show. We focus on sports, entertainment, news, just the whole jamboree, I should say.
Okay, and when can they catch it?
They can catch it tomorrow, same time, 7 to 8 on DU's hit music station, radio.dominican.edu.
See, the two best shows are obviously, you know, the same time frame, just different days.
Yeah.
See, that's how you remember it, 7 to 8. Both shows.
And remember it this way. Jay-Z is on Monday. Kanye West is on Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
Big really? Brother. This is about Big's brother. Never mind.
All right. Talking about Jay-Z, actually, now that you mention it, good way into segue. We're talking about one of his, two of his stables at Roc Nation. Rihanna and J. Cole allegedly have a sex tape out. And oh, boy. Is this hitting the fence? This actually happened a few weeks ago, and it's surprising that a lot of people just found out about it. But allegedly, the sex tape is being shopped around, and according to MediaTakeOut.com, who has seen screenshots from the alleged tape, say it showed a woman with fiery red hair that resembled Rihanna giving brain to a man resembling J. Cole. There's no confirmation about the tape, but what can be speculated is that it probably isn't her, or isn't J. Cole either. Right now, it's actually, you can go on my Facebook at Hotspot Juice. I put the link right there to share, read the article. There are no alleged pictures thus far. But what's interesting is the fact that Hustler magazine has said that they have the video in hand but have not yet released it. So I don't know. This is kind of more, is it more of the rumor around the mill, or is it a real thing? Because let's be honest, like, it's not clear whether they've actually done anything or had a relationship. Like, both of them tweeted, like, they denied the rumors. They say, no, there is no video out there. But the thing that kind of, like, makes it interesting is the fact that J. Cole opened for Rihanna's tour, the Loud Tour, earlier this year.
At Oakland.
Yeah, I worked all that. Around. Yeah. And so it's kind of like, you know, they did spend some time together, like a few months. And from what I gather, at least, and from what I can tell, Riri's a freak.
All I got to say is that the person who was supposed to open up for Rihanna at Oakland at the Oracle Arena was CeeLo Green. I wonder, why did kick out CeeLo Green and bring in J. Cole? I wonder, are you filming something on the tour bus? That's all I'm trying to say.
Bus got rowdy.
Yeah, and then she did have red hair on that concert. All I got to say.
Red hair. See? She, you know what? She just barely changed her hair.
But also, what are you going to say if you're going to deny? Of course, you're going to deny it to the media. You don't want people to know that you have a sex tape.
And you know what's interesting is a bunch of people are now coming out with sex tape, and a bunch of people have leaks. If you remember a few months ago, Chris Brown leaked videos of him taking a picture in the shower.
Yeah.
Fully nude.
A lot of NBA players have been taking pictures nude. Amari Stoudemire, no homo.
I'm just like, why do you have the need to, like, take a picture? Anything in technology will somehow get rerouted back to you. Like, there's so many smart people in terms of technology that how the hell do you not assume that you're going to get caught or these things are going to come out? All right. For all you listeners out there, if you have something to say, anything to mention about the whole situation, please hit us up. You can hit me up on Facebook, like I said. Message me, or you can hit us up here at the station number, which is 415-482-3587. Once again, that number is 415-482-3587. Let us know what you think. I don't know. Rihanna pretty much gives everything out, saying, you know, S&M, what's she like? She like whipping chains excite her.
I don't know.
She's crying for help right now.
Even Carmen from Wall 94.9 made fun of her, saying maybe she's trying to say that she's a sex slave. That's what Carmen's trying to say.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to our group JTC, by the way. Okay. You know, in front of Cal Reagan.
Oh yeah, JTC. JTC, y'all better be listening too. I'm not giving out shout outs and nobody listening.
Come on, JTC.
All right. So let us know what you think. I personally think the video is false until I see actual proof of the video.
You think it's false?
I'm actually going to check it out. Like the same thing that happened with Kim Kardashian. I'm going to check it out. And Kim Kardashian's was whack.
Nah, I mean, the thing is, I'm in love with Kim Kardashian. So, of course it's whack, but if you have that picture of that.
It's like boning a dog. Whoa. Like,
I wouldn't say boning a dog. But
A blow up dog, not a dog.
Oh, a dog.
A blow up dog. You can't hear, dog.
No, I can't hear.
All right. Well, anyways, is your hot topic here in the news. Also, you know what? I don't know if anybody else heard, but Serena lost it.
Yep.
Serena Williams has been cited for verbally abusing the ref during her U.S. opening match on Sunday yesterday. Now, the U.S. Open referee is investigating her outburst. And worst case scenario, she could be banned from future tournaments.
Well, she lost the game, man. So
okay, no, she blasted the ref and said this to her, shouting it.
I know.
If you ever see me walking down the hall, look the other way because you're out of control. You're a hater and an unattractive person inside. You would do such a thing? Wow.
And you know why she? You know what else she said?
What?
She said, "Are you really doing this to a black woman?" She said that. She's bringing race into this.
She brought race into it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay, all I got to say is she's not that attractive inside either.
She's not.
And outside. I mean, outside, the only thing, she got the booty. That's it.
And she's really thick, man. She's really thick.
She's got the booty because she's really thick.
But when I see the face, I think of 50 Cent. That's all I got to say.
I feel you.
Yeah.
She looks like
50 Cent.
Yeah, they look like, you know, distant cousins or something.
And built is like 50 Cent, too.
Oh, yeah. You seen that?
Oh, my God, dude. I can't believe she actually posed for Sports Illustrated, man. That's really ridiculous.
How can
someone that big, looking like 50 Cent, looking like I can't say it. It's rude, but how can you pose like that? I don't understand. Disgusting.
All right. On that note, we are done here with the hot topic. But when we get back, we're going to have one of the new voices here on Get to Know Your DJ segment coming up. Miss Lady Madonna is going to give us a little interview, and we're going to play a quick game with her. So you don't want to miss that. After that, of course, we're going to have an In the Mix session, which I am super excited about. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu on the hotspot with DJ Juice. We'll be back. We're throwing it back to a little bit of when Cameron was still in the map.
Just Blaze.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby. Killer. All the girls see them. Look at his kicks. Look at his car. All I say is, look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so hood. Clap at your soldiers. Sober. Then leave. It's over, killer. I'm not your companion or your man standing. Hit me when you want to get rammed in. I be scrambling with lots of mobsters. Shot for lobsters, cops and robbers. Listen, every block is blocker. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that. Mink on Maury kicks plus Chanel ski hat. She want the, so I give her the. Now she screaming out.
Killer.
Yeah, she playing with herself, can't dig it out. Lift her up, mine's just a fuck, yo. Get it out, pick on up. They want the boy Montana with guns with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy Santana.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with us. I'm telling ya, put a shell in ya. Now he bleeding, get him. Call us, he wheezing, he need us. He screaming. Damn, shut up, he snitching. This nigga's bitching, he's twisted. If Fed was listening, damn. I'm in trouble, need bail money. Shit, where the fuck is my? I got trust for my. That's why I fuck with my. That's my nigga. He gon' come get us. He got love for us. That's my.
When he got caught with the, we went to court for the. Just me and my, and we saying, be on the block with my, with the rock of the. When the cops come. For the sports cars, Benitas, Jimmy's, PJ's, old school, 18th at the sports bar, 8 or 9 on the, holla at your boy, killer, holla, listen, it's the DIP, plus the ROC, you'll be DOA, your moms will say, shit, stopping them guns, we got a lot of them, matter of fact, guru, start popping them, can't slap up this, clap up this, wrap up this, get them gats, diplomats are them. For the girls in the say,
yeah, yeah. Now when they see Cam in this, they say, damn, Santana's that, that squeeze hammers. Cannons and bandanas, blamers, we don't brandish. Blam at your man's canvas, then scream with your man's landed, and I'm back with my.
Until that man is vanished, somewhere in the Grand Canyon, these kids are grandstanding. Niggas demand ransom over them grand scrambling. Well, fuck it, Van Damme him, Cam or Blam Blam him. Call up is, I'm down South Tanning. Mommy, I got the remedy. Tommy's up at the enemy. Homies and body, but now my body is feeling finicky. Killer and Cabo, we chillin' Morocco. For real, we got no chinchilla, though we're filled with them hollows, huh? It's the, I said it's the, I'm the.
This ain't your dandelion blowing, metal dwelling, rose petaling music. Teacup down and don't spill my drink. Monday evening, it's the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Two Mellow in the mix. Tune in if you ain't no punk. Radio.dominican.edu, son.
Yay, yay!
All right, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. Welcome back. You're listening to The Hotspot here with DJ Juice. You are obviously listening to us. I got to give a quick shout out to a couple people showing me love on Facebook. So we're going to give a shout out right now to Jasmine and Connor. Hit me up on Facebook, showing me much love for tuning in. I appreciate it. If you guys have anything to say, anything else, let me know on Facebook. So hit me up on Hotspot Juice on Facebook. Let me know what y'all think. And a little later, we're going to be jamming it out within the mix session where you can actually submit me any type of mix you guys may want to hear. And, you know, I'll take it into consideration and possibly put it on the air. But right now, we have one of the new faces here on radio.dominican.edu. We have Lady Madonna here on Get to Know Your DJ. So hello, Lady Madonna. How are you?
Hi, DJ Juice. I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well, you know, starting off the show with a lot of energy, a lot of hype. I had a little promotions table today with a couple of people stopping by. It's going well. So tell us about your show.
Well, my show is going to be Mondays from 5 to 6. And it's going to be all about TV and movies. Also a bit of gossip, so spice things up a little bit. And, you know, everything that's going to be new and is going to be coming up in movies and TV.
Okay. I feel you. And so what made you choose Lady Madonna as your DJ name?
Well, you all Beatles fans will know that Lady Madonna is a great song of the Beatles. So there it comes.
So you like the Beatles?
I love the Beatles.
Okay. And I noticed, I mean, it's obviously quite noticeable that you have a bit of an accent. So tell people where you're from.
Well, guys, I'm from Mexico, from down southeast, Mérida, Yucatán. So hey to all Spanish guys and girls listening to the show.
Okay. And what made you want to come up here?
Well, it's a great weather for one thing. California rules.
Okay.
And Dominican has a great radio station. So, you know.
Have you done radio before?
Yeah, I've done radio before.
In Spanish. Are you planning to do a little bit of Spanish on your show or just keep it English?
Well, maybe we'll just keep it English so we'll get
for
more
now?
Listeners. Yeah.
Yeah, for now. Okay. I feel you. All right. Now, we're going to get into a little game right now. And
okay.
I gave you a little heads up before.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a game that's based off a show named Camera Roll. So I'm just going to ask her a few questions really quickly throughout this interview. And let me see what you answer. If your life were a movie, what would be the title of your movie, of your life?
Okay, so maybe it will be Rolling with the Beat.
You like music?
I love music.
So that's why. So you love this show then?
Yeah, I love the show.
Okay, I feel you. I like the love. All right, so who would play you though?
Yeah, well, maybe the soundtrack will be by U2.
U2, you like U2?
I love U2.
And who would be the actress that would play you?
Well, maybe something in the lines of Tina Fey.
Tina Fey. You like Tina Fey?
I love Tina Fey. I love 30 Rock. Tin, tin.
We got a lively one up in the studio right now. Okay. So, now this goes back to earlier. If you were listening to our segment about the sex tape, I'm going to ask you a quick question. If you ever saw a sex tape, who would you want the male to be?
Well, Mr. Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp?
Yeah, of course.
Why?
He's the best. He's the sexiest man alive.
Out of all the men in the world, you choose Johnny Depp. What is it about him that attracts you so much?
I don't know. Something. Some strange quality in him.
Is it because he's so weird that it makes him attractive?
Yeah, that may be it.
Damn, I need to start playing that card. Being a little weird just to give off a good vibe. And then, based off camera roll, where would you film a love scene? If anywhere in the world you would be able to like film a love scene, where would you film it?
Anywhere. It should be on a beach with beautiful sand, beautiful sea, and some mountains in the background.
And where? In what location? Like what country?
Well, maybe here in California or maybe in...
Anywhere in the world.
French shores. I don't know.
You don't know? These questions are very random and at times, you know, I feel you. So tell us when people can catch your show.
Okay, so it's Mondays from 5 to 6 starting next week.
Next week. Okay, and your show's about movies, television, and you're going to give them the gossip on everything that's going on?
On everything that's going on. Starting up with the new TV series, you know,
oh,
2.5 Men Change Up.
I'm excited to watch it, but you know, the roast of Charlie Sheen airs the same time.
Yeah?
Yeah, so they're battling
it's gonna
it out
right
crazy.
Now. It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a little bit crazy. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you coming through and, you know, seeing how everything's a little bit managed.
Yeah.
So once again, you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to have an in the mix session with y'all. So keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu.
Evacuate the building, please, everybody. We have something going on.
You are listening to radio.dominican.edu.
DJ Juice. You are now locked on to Penguin Radio, home of the freshest DJs in the Bay Area.
I listen to Penguin Radio nonstop.
I love the variety Penguin Radio has to offer.
I listen to Penguin Radio everywhere I go, even on my iPhone.
Damn, they got the illest DJs coming out of your speakers. You feeling me?
Keep it locked here on radio.dominican.edu, home of Penguin Radio. If you didn't know, well, now you know.
In the club, having a drink, blowing on the sweet. When I peeped this little freak out, I was all in the bar when Drifter Shorty Red came on, then she hit the floor now. With a see-through dress, long hair, light brown eyes, looking like Miss Bo P. And a player note, if I take her home with the real big hips, you're so right, I'm gon' be. So approach the chick with the real pretty face, nice curves on her with a little bitty waist. I whispered in her ear, little mama, what you drink? I know that you a freak, but you know I ain't gon' say shh. See, my game is outrageous. I got it to the crib and exchanged some love faces. But it wasn't no need for me to rush the bus one, cause I wanted her to have an eruption.
Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction. Sensual seduction. Whoa. Sensual seduction.
All the time, anytime.
This is the top story at the bottom of the hour here on radio.dominican.edu. All right, we have your top story here, courtesy of CNN News.
Bank of America said Monday that it plans to eliminate 30,000 jobs as part of a plan to save $5 billion. The announcement came after Chief Executive Brian Moynihan outlined the bank's strategy at an investor conference in New York. Bank of America has already disclosed plans to eliminate a total of 6,000 jobs this year, and it recently announced a management shakeup that effectively will split the bank into two units, one serving customers and one serving commercial clients. Bank of America had a total of 287,000 employees as of June 30th. So that right there is your top news at the bottom of the hour. And you know what? We're going to keep everything moving. But before we get everything moving and into coming into the new segment and that I like to call In the Mix with DJ Juice, I have quick shout outs to give out to a few of my listeners that are showing much love here on radio.dominican.edu. I got a shout out Sabrina listening to us here saying that she loves the station. Thank you very much. And I got to give a shout out again to JCT, Jasmine, Connor, and Tanya, who specifically said earlier in the day, don't forget us, which obviously I haven't given you guys a shout out here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for showing so much love. And right now we're going to get it cracking into the new mix. Well, the new session and segment. So right now, I'm going to leave you tuned with a good 17 minutes of nonstop music. Hit me up. Let me know what you think of the mix when y'all listening. So you know what? We want to keep it moving. So keep it locked here on the hotspot with DJ Juice on radio.dominican.edu. All right.
You're in the mix with DJ Juice.
Dressed to the club, trying to dance up on me. I told you not to push that thing on me. You know I want it. That's gonna get you in trouble. Get you in trouble.
Girlfriends, that's my old bad habit. Well, here you go, wearing that. Already know what I'm staring at. I mean, from top to bottom, your body is a problem. So somebody better take care of that. And who better than the nigga and the letterman? When your man ain't home, you can let him in. Late night, let him in. I ain't gonna tattletale. Damn, your ass bad as hell.
Shots of Patron, I give a fuck about going home. Straight buzzing, robo tussin. Wanna get your mitts in my oven. Wanna get a lick of this lovin'. Get a lick of this lovin'.
Yeah, I like it loud. I'll make you shout. Give you that black eyed peas. You know that boom boom pow.
If you wanna get with me, there's some things you gotta know. I like my beats fast and my bass down low. Champagne when we thirsty. Griffin, why your husband trying to get his mitts in my oven? Wanna get a lick of this lovin'? Get a lick of this lovin'.
Yeah, I like it loud, and I'll make you shout. Give you that black eyed peas. You know that boom boom pow.
If you wanna get with me, there's some things you gotta know. I like my beats fast and my bass down low. Bass.
Nothing is enough.
in the mix with DJ Juice.
For the boys with the booming system, top town AC with the cooling system. When he come up in the club, he be blazing up. Got stacks on deck like he's saving up. And he ill, he real, he might got a deal. He pop bottles and he got the right kind of bill. He cold, he dope, he might sell coke. He always in the air, but he never fly couch. He a rubber dog and drip, drip, sell her all the drip, drip. When he make a drip, drip, kiss him on a lip, lip. That's the kind of dude I was looking for. And yes, you'll get slapped if you're looking ho. I said, excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. I mean, my, you're like Pelican Fly. I mean, you're so shy and I'm loving your tie. You're like slicker than the guy with the thing on his eye, oh. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm acting dude up. That cooped up and chucked the boots up. In the polos, entrepreneurs again in the mogos. He can ball with the cool, he can sell loud. But I think I like him better when he dow loud. And I think I like him better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even gotta try to put the Mac on. He just gotta give me that look. When he give me that look, then the penny's coming off. Excuse me, you're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American guys. I mean, sigh, sickening eyes. I can tell that you're in touch with your feminine side. Yes, I did, yes, I did. Somebody please tell him who the F I is. I am Nicki Minaj, I'm acting dudes up. Back coops up and chuck the deuce up.
Fresh like I'm bringing 89 back. Money on my mind, but that air got me sidetracked. Lay my game down quite flat. I could be your husband for the night, let me wife that. Promise if you give me your heart, I give it right back. Girl, this is destiny and you can't deny that. Sweetness, what you drinking? What you got popping the rest of the evening? What you think about you and me leaving? You and me creeping, my little secret. In here working, sweating out your hair. Hit the balcony for a breath of fresh air. Yeah, go ahead, girl. If you're single for the night, no man, girl.
Put your hands up, ladies.
Put your hands up.
If you're single,
put your hands up, ladies.
Put your hands up.
Put your hands up.
You're a real good course, I'm a real good verse. Freestyle unrehearsed, so clean, no curse. And when the song's gone, man, everything hurts. So I put it in reverse, go back to the scene where I seen you first. Yeah, I need you to sing that single again. Play that video, I seen you a band. 100 million spins in my mind all day. Calling in requests on the line always. Yeah, the president of your fan club. Leading players all behind like a band love. Like a timeout in tennis for a finish. How'd I get in this? Maybe was your hair, maybe was your flair. Maybe it's the heels and the way you wear. Maybe it's your real and the way you care. You don't care if I'm ill or a millionaire. The only thing that matters that the feeling's there. Your smile so bright it's like a grill's in there. High off life, don't need a pill in there. You're killing me, I think I need a will in here. Got me feeling real skills impaired. Hard to describe why you're still in here. This out love,
but I like it, girl.
Don't even know why I feel this way,
but I like it, girl.
Caught up in something that I can't get out of.
Alright, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu. That right there was my first in the mix session here on the hotspot. And if you guys have any suggestions for mixes you may want to hear, let me know. I actually got a quick song for someone, and I got you on that next week. So keep it locked in the mix session. Right now, we're going to get into a different segment. Right now, we're going to go on a little bit of a relationship thing. So all y'all ladies, listen up. These are a few type of guys you shouldn't possibly even give your numbers to.
Delicious.
Delicious, exactly. All right, so the first type of guy is the one who wants to be your friend so bad. He's in the friend zone, right? He's in the friend zone.
Yeah.
She's taken.
Yeah.
All right. He keeps insisting that we need to be more than friends, right? But all the while, she sees no, like, sexual attraction to her, to him. So, I mean, I think every man in the world can vouch on that one, that they've been in that position at least once.
Yeah.
So.
Sounds familiar.
Sounds familiar, right?
Kind of. Right.
Kind of?
Well, 94.9, man. It happens in the studio all the time.
It happens in the studio?
Yeah.
It's that studio love.
Yeah. No, yeah.
All right. The next type of guy is the scratcher. So scratching your head a lot or arms is one thing. But we all know what area you're looking to find relief in, and that's not sexy to see. So, you know, if they scratching in public in their regions, they either got something or, you know, you just need to keep away from them.
Or they're just nasty, Juice. Just because someone's scratching in that area doesn't mean they have the herp or the HIV. It means that maybe they're just itchy and they're nasty, man. That's all I'm trying to say.
Or maybe they're just moving their junk around.
Maybe.
Girls don't understand. Guys, you know, they're always saying, like, why you got to mess with your junk? Well, you know, you got to give the room to, like, breathe a little bit, you know?
Then you touch their clothes with it.
Yeah. who cares about touching it? Just taking it off.
Yeah.
All right. Another one is not a gentleman. So a non-chivalrous guy is not attractive according to this. But a guy that won't even hold the door open for you doesn't get the right to wait for you to struggle through the same door and then try to holler at you. So if a guy can't show common courtesy, he doesn't deserve the time of day either. I would actually agree with that, you know.
So don't give your number to that guy.
Don't. If I were a girl and like I'm expecting the dude on at least on the first date to be semi nice, like, you know, hold. Not. I'm not talking about the car door either. Like old school. I'm just talking about, you know, opening the restaurant door.
I don't know. Girls do like bad boys, man. If they think that's a bad boy, then I don't know.
Okay. You ain't got to be a sucker. I'm not saying you got to be a sucker. I'm just saying, you know, you got to be.
What
nice
do you mean by sucker?
Sucker, like, you know, pansy.
Oh, okay.
You ain't got to be like, here, like, there's water on the road. Let me throw my jacket. Like, I'm.
Oh, okay.
Let's not get it twisted. I'm not messing up my jacket for your way of walking. That's all I'm saying.
Next.
I will hold the door.
Next person.
All right. Next person is the guy with his drawers out for the world to see. Okay. Now, all I got to say is some people might laugh at this just because I do sag, but I don't show my boxers. All right. Oh my God. Yes, you do. That's you right there. All right. There's just something not hot about a guy trying to talk to you while his entire boxers are sticking outside of his pants. Or better yet, they were never in his pants to begin with. It's one thing to be baggy, but it's another to have to do a waddle walk because your pants are belted around your hamstrings. You're cute, but you can't go for that.
It works for me. That's all I got to say. Works for me.
It works for you how?
I don't know. I'm just working on the station.
We see
working
on class. Station.
Now all of a sudden, hey, it doesn't work in DU. It works outside DU. DU is a small school, man. Come on. Give me that.
Okay, I'll give you that one. All right. The next type of guy. Well, hold on. I can't even hate because I sag my pants, but I don't show my drawers. Well, I just think that's gross. There's a certain point where...
The thing is, well, you don't sag your drawers until your crack shows. You have to... There's a certain amount. Yeah, there's a certain amount. You don't... Yeah, crack kills, man.
I don't want to see your boxers, though. Just pull them up. Why cocaine's you got a belt?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Oh, God. Not for me. Yeah. All right. So the next type of one is the mad dog. Isn't it... I mean, just put it in this way. From the magazine, it says, isn't it the most uncomfortable thing when someone stares at you? It's one thing to look and admire and to go out of your business, but it's another to stare so hard even when you look dead in their face. I think so. I think that's just kind of weird.
If they're just trying to stay
hard. It sounds kind of creepy.
If they're just hard and they're like.
Post it up against the wall. Post it up against the wall at the dance floor and stuff.
Unless they really want to get you in bed. Baby.
But that's not attractive to anyone.
I know. That's why you don't give them your number.
Your number.
Your number.
Your number. Okay.
Your number.
I didn't understand for a second.
Sorry. I got too excited. And it's hot in here.
Please don't get too excited about this next to me, all right?
Okay. Sorry.
That's all I got to say. All right. The next type of guy is a guy who pursues you until you take his number.
Can I have your number?
Can I have
your number?
That's what I was thinking about. Mad TV is that skit. Can I have your number? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, ask a few times, but, you know, after a while, you think the person would get a hint.
And also, if you're trying to be funny with the can I have your number joke, quit
it's
it.
Dead. It's
it
dead.
Ain't,
it's
ain't
gone
working.
Over the top. It's gone over the top with that thing.
Oh, man. Some guy in high school tried to do that. Didn't get nothing. Did it in prom, too.
They did it at prom?
He did it at prom, too.
What was he trying to do? Get laid at prom?
No, like he had a date, right? Ditched her, okay. And all of a sudden tried to get some other girl. Can't have your number, dude. The girl has a date too, man. Calm down.
Oh my God. All right. Well, if you guys have any suggestions, any opinions, go ahead hit me up on Facebook on Hotspot Juice. So you know what? We're gonna keep it locked here in the music, keep it moving, and we're just gonna take it back with a little bit of Lil Wayne. So you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. You're on the Hotspot with DJ Juice.
What up, JTC?
Excuse my charisma, vodka with a spritzer, swagger down pat, call my bitch Patricia, young money militia, and I am that commissioner. You don't want to stop easy, cause the F is my finisher. So misunderstood, but what's the world without enigma? Two bitches at the same time, synchronized swimmers. Got the girl twisted, cause she open when you twist her. Never met the bitch, but I fuck her like I missed her. Life is the bitch, and death is her sister. Sleep is the cousin, what a family picture. You know father time, we all know mother nature. It's all in the family, but I am of no relation. No matter who's buying, I'm a celebration. Black and white diamonds, segregation. Up that bitch, my money up. You just this honey nut. Young money running shit, and you this just runner ups. I don't feel I done enough, so I'ma keep on doing this. Let's go chit a young tuna fish. Yeah. I'm going back in. Okay, I lost my mind. It's somewhere out there stranded. I think you stand under me if you don't understand me. Had my heart broken by this woman named Tammy. But ho, gon' be ho, so I couldn't blame Tammy. Just talked to moms, told her she the sweetest. I beat the beat up, call it self-defense. Swear man, I be seeing through these just like sequence. Think they heedmen, pow, pow, the end. Talking to myself because I am my own consultant. Married to the money, the world, that's adultery. You foolish, you close your mouth and let your head talk. Young money eating, all you haters do is ass so. Stop playing, check out this game on deadbolt. Mine so sharp, I fuck around and cut my head off. Real nigga all day and tomorrow. But these motherfuckers talking crazy like they jaw broke. Glass half empty, half full, I'll spill ya. Try me and run into a wall, outfielder. You know I'm a ball till they turn off the field lights. The fruits of my labor, I enjoy them while they still right. Stop playing. Do it like a king do. If these animals, then I'ma have a mink soon. Tell them bitches I say put my name on the wall. I speak the truth, but I guess that's a foreign language to y'all. And I call it like I see it. And my glasses on. But most of y'all don't get the picture unless the flash is on. Satisfied with nothing. You don't know the half of it. Young money, cash money. Paper chaser, tell that paper, look, I'm right behind ya. Real G's moving silence like lasagna. People say I'm borderline crazy, sort of kinda. Woman of my dreams, I don't sleep so I can't find her. You is a gelatin, peanuts to an elephant. I got through that sentence like a subject in a predicate. Yeah, with a swag you would kill for. Money too strong, pockets on bodybuilder. Jumped in a wishing well, now wish me well. Tell him kiss my A, call that kiss and tell. Yeah, word to my mama, I'm out of my llama bean. Don't wanna see what that drama mean. Get some drama mean, llama scream.
All right, everybody, we are back here on radio.dominican.edu on the Hotspot with DJ Juice, coming to a close. But guess what? Don't be that sad. We just starting it off. So you can catch me every Monday from 7 to 8, same place, same time, same day. Make sure if you don't have me as a friend on Facebook, go ahead and add me on Hotspot Juice on Facebook. And if not, you can hit me up on Yahoo at Juice on the Hotspot at yahoo.com. Thank you very much for all the listeners out there. Got to give a few quick shout-outs to people that have been tuning in for pretty much the whole show. So I want to give a shout-out real quick. One, to my brother for tuning in, Marcos, you know, much love. Also want to give a shout-out to JCT, Jasmine, Connor, and Tanya, who obviously said don't forget about us. And obviously I didn't. Also a shout-out to Sabrina for tuning in. M, all right, M, I see you over there, graduate school right now. And, you know, give a shout-out to all the guests that came through in the studio. Definitely DJ P-Yop, showing much love. If you guys have any ideas for an In The Mix session, go ahead, hit me up on the Facebook as well. And, I mean, we'll see you next week. Don't forget to tune in right after this show, all right, to Power Hour with DJ Sam I Am. And after that, catch the 9 o'clock lounge with DJ Too Mellow. And, P-Yop, when the hell can they catch you?
Yeah, they can catch me tomorrow, same time, 7 to 8. What are you talking about? Juice has in the mix segment. We actually have live on-air segments where DJ T-Baby would freestyle. I might sing a little vocals here and there, and DJ AA has a little production work.
Okay, cool. All right. Like I said, hit me up on Facebook, anything y'all want. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Definitely a few people have enjoyed it. So catch me next week, Monday, 7 to 8. Stay tuned right now for Power Hour with Sam I Am. I'm out.